Hello, welcome to another episode of Beyond the Bookshelves, a Scott County Public Library podcast. I'm Lucy.
And I'm Minyum.
And this week we are talking about the technology department. So welcome Cameron and Cassie.
Hey!
How are y'all doing today?
Good.
Cool.
Hanging in there?
Yeah.
So today is all about technology.
Yeah.
Which y'all both know a lot about.
Yeah, so we'll start off with just a little bit about you guys. So how long have each of you worked in your department?
You know, 5 years, 2 weeks, and 4 days as of a couple weeks ago. Not quite sure how long I've been there as of today, but who needs the precise numbers?
Give or take a couple of days.
About a year and a month now.
Okay, so good significant chunk of time. Yeah. Y'all are qualified candidates to speak on this.
We know just a tad bit.
There you go. We'll trust you.
Yeah. So let's follow up with that. Can you give us some rundown of services available to patrons through the technology department?
Yeah, man. I'm excited to talk about it.
Okay.
We have faxing, scanning documents to email or flash drive. We got a computer lab with 24 computers available to browse the internet or use any Microsoft Office product or whatever other software we have available. We do mobile printing, 3D printing. We have a copier. We'll help you with your equipment needs in our various meeting rooms, whether that's setting up a PowerPoint presentation or helping with musical instruments. And we're in the recording studio right now, man. We do it. We do it right.
Hey, you're bringing it. You're bringing it. How about you, Missy?
Cassie.
I can't believe I said that.
We
got a lot of e-names here.
Yeah, we offer a lot of really helpful things for, you know, for patrons for free, just with library card. We also have one-on-one tech help appointments available and assistance with the online library applications like Libby and Hoopla. So if you want to rent ebooks or audiobooks, we can help you with that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Right. So lots of stuff y'all offer over there. What would you say is like your most utilized service at the technology desk and department?
Mobile printing or faxing. People got to get those mobile prints. They come in here, they've started a business, eBay or whatever, and they don't want to have a printer.
Yeah.
They come here, hey, I have a phone, I need to print this. And we help them print it, 10 cents a page.
Nice.
Black and white.
Right. Don't get it twisted.
So talk a little bit about one-on-one services.
You know, I just got finished with a one-on-one about 10 minutes ago. A lady who is trying to get back into the workforce needed some help learning Excel basics. Microsoft Excel, Microsoft Word, PowerPoint access. Mm-hmm. If you have a basic need to learn some of this material, we can help you through that. We won't promise to be super experts in everything. We won't make you the next Steve Jobs. But we are pretty competent in a lot of just the basics of PC use. And if it's something like, hey, I need to learn how to, you know, upload my photos to Flickr, something like that, we can, you know, do our little due research and help with that as well. So they're pretty popular at this point, one-on-ones.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that we have talked in the past about that this could be available virtually.
Yeah.
If they didn't want to come in, they could meet with you guys virtually, possibly through Zoom and some other media.
Yeah, honestly, I kind of forget about that. It's been a while since we've had a virtual one, but they are available through Zoom and, you know, using things like screen sharing or other types of technology that makes that available.
How convenient is that?
I think that's awesome because I think we all know at this point how quickly everything can change, and it's kind of hard to stay up to date on, you know, what's new and what you're going to need in the workplace these days, or, I mean, just really anywhere. So that's awesome. Anything to add, Cassie?
We do offer faxing, like he said, and that's something that I think a lot of people think is antiquated nowadays, but it is really important, especially for like contacting healthcare or government like institutions for things that you need to make your lifestyle better or easier. Faxing is something that a lot of people don't have access to at home. Mm-hmm. So having it here, you know, at the library, the first 6 pages are free and then it's 25 cents a page after that. Most of the time people are like, oh, you guys offer this.
Yeah.
So I'm going off a little bit of script here, but I think 3D deserves a little bit of attention here, simply because it's not something that everyone can see.
Yeah.
This machine is hidden behind your in your office area where no one knows that it's even there. I personally would love to see that out somewhere where public can see what the machine looks like. I think it would be cool to have them see how it operates and how it actually makes things.
Right.
And to see the sampling of this thing. And maybe sometime in the future, we can have this outside where people can see this thing.
Yeah, that's been a point of discussion. The 3D printer is really cool. We got a new one a couple years back that is it's a little more high-tech. It works a lot faster that we like. We do kind of keep it back in the office like we're little golems and it's our ring, but it's not something that we're averse to bringing it out for the people to see. It's just not happened yet. So, you know, that's called a makerspace in a lot of places where you have those types of craft and technology opportunities for people. And if you want that here from your public library, let us know. And, you know, if we hear the people have the desire for that, then it might get to the powers that be.
Yeah. And we have two machines, am I correct?
We have two. We use one more often than not. The older one is older. It does work, but it's a little more... It's antiquated, but it's like if we had, for instance, somebody that needed a bunch of one thing, we would possibly use it to get it out quicker.
And only thing they pay is
10 cents per gram.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's it.
Right.
Not too bad.
That's it.
Yeah. So moving on just a little bit, what do you all both consider to be the most important part of your role in technology?
I think it's availability. I think it's people coming into the computer lab and knowing that there's someone specifically there who is used to the technology and who is used to answering questions and helping people get help. We try not to be like a chicken running around with his head off. We try to approach every situation like we can come up with the answer or help somebody find it, and that gives a lot of comfort to people who come in very uncomfortable after having not used a computer for maybe a decade or more or ever. So
yeah. We definitely, I think it's important that we keep everything in the library running smoothly. You know, we are in charge of technology in meeting rooms. We're in charge of staff technology, along with the computer lab and, you know, all of what we offer in the tech department. So that's really important to, you know, kind of have those cogs turning constantly just to make sure the library runs smoothly.
Couldn't agree more.
Absolutely.
So what is the most utilized service in technology?
Underutilized or utilized?
Utilized.
Mobile printing or faxing, for sure.
That's right. I forgot you mentioning that to me, which totally shocked me because I think I had mentioned that. When I look at that manual, it is intimidating to read through, to get yourself set up to print mobily.
Yeah, we put on our thinking caps a couple months ago. Physical caps, actually. They make them now. Get them from Bed Bath & Beyond. And we have, like, QR codes and... You know, QR codes can be intimidating in their own way, but we try to make them not intimidating, and they have the benefit of you scan the QR code, it either takes you to the website or it creates the email, and from there it's bam, 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 and it's printed. So that process has been made so much more simple with those QR codes that we've had a lot more success, a lot less frustration. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will come in and be like, I have never done this before. I need help. I'm like, oh, just scan this QR code and put your email in, and then we can get it. And then they're like, wow, that was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. So
I feel like these days, especially for me, who's a little bit younger, I have printing needs like once every blue moon, mm-hmm. and so it's quite literally not worth it for me to go buy a printer.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we may have discussed this before, but, you know, price of ink and everything, it gets a little pricey once you start adding it all together. So having that kind of one-stop shop to go get all your printing needs taken care of is really great.
Yeah, sometimes we get people with, like, I need 800 pages. And it, yeah, right. And it seems ridiculous, but this is like the cheapest way they can do it by far. So. Yeah.
It's like I'm printing a manuscript.
Right.
We're going to be here a minute.
We have a lot of college students, a lot of nursing students that come in and print out, you know, textbook things that they need for their exams. And, you know, just that's a very popular service for people like that.
I'm still shocked by it.
I mean, you would think something today like, oh, the recording studio would be most popular, but
paper, that good old Dunder Mifflin. That's all about it.
Oh my goodness. Well, we'll try and wrap up here just a little bit. Get some final thoughts from the both of you. What is something that you wish patrons knew more about technology or the services that we have available? Just kind of any little final parting words.
Like you brought up, the 3D printer is really cool. Sorry that we don't have it displayed, but, you know, it can be more than just printing little figures or a rocktopus. You could also use it to create, like, a piece for something that has been broken. Like, if your vacuum is broken and it needs a really specific piece, you may be able to find that piece and someone has made a file for it online and save yourself a lot of money. So
that's cool.
That's a service people may want to utilize.
I think the recording studio orientation and just the access to, you know, having a Mac here for people to use for video and audio editing is really important, because that's something that a lot of people, you know, can't afford.
Yeah, no kidding.
And there's, you know, students or, you know, anyone, musicians come in here, do the recording studio orientation, and then with their library card, they can rent the space and use it as they need.
Yeah. And we're talking about hundreds, if not thousands of dollars of equipment that is available for them to utilize. I mean, we're talking about mixers, speakers, microphones, recorder, video. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be a massive expense.
Mm-hmm. We got a green screen if you want to make the next great monster flick.
Yeah, if you're into photo and videos, like umbrella lights in here, if you know anything about that, you don't want to buy one. They're incredibly expensive for a good one. So, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, besides, who has recording video? A studio.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. Just hanging around in their home.
Yep.
Yeah, so. There's a lot of music artists are very big, you know, in the last decade with SoundCloud and all of that.
Yeah.
So people that want to be able to create can create here.
Yeah, absolutely. And all this is available for?
For free.
Free. Free.
That's right.
Free.
Nice.
Well, we appreciate you both so much for joining us. Any final parting words for everybody?
This is my first time ever recording a podcast. Thank you all
for
making
it
so awesome.
You're welcome. We'll have to have you all back sometime.
We love your energy. Oh,
yeah.
All right. We'll catch you all in the next one.
All right.
Bye.
See you all next week. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Beyond the Bookshelves is a public library podcast produced by the Scott County Public Library in Georgetown, Kentucky. Your hosts are marketing manager Minyoung Bowling and media coordinator Lucy Bell. Editing is done by the marketing team with special assistance from the technology department of Scott County Public Library. Our theme is Happy Day by Stock Audios on Pixabay Music. If you want to hear more about the Scott County Public Library, you can visit our website at www.scottpublib.org. Join us next time as we turn the page to Beyond the Bookshelves. See you next time.